This is VOA News. Via remote, I'm Jim Bertel. A U.S. federal agency has determined Joe Biden is the winner of the U.S. presidential election, allowing for the transition to begin. AP's Mike Rossia reports.
The General Services Administration has determined President-elect Joe Biden is the apparent winner of the November 3rd election, and after weeks of contesting the outcome, President Donald Trump has cleared the way for cooperation on transition. An official says GSA Administrator Emily Murphy determined Biden to be the apparent winner based on Trump's setbacks in his bid to upend the election. On Monday, the Michigan Board of State Canvassers voted to certify the Biden victory in the Wolverine State. Shortly after a letter from Murphy to Biden was made public, Trump tweeted, "Our case strongly continues," but he added, "In the best interest of our country, I am recommending that Emily and her team do what needs to be done with regard to initial protocols and have told my team to do the same." Mike Gracia, Washington.
President-elect Biden is tapping Obama administration veterans for top national security positions. AP's Ben Thomas reports.
The picks mark a return to a more traditional approach to America's relations with the rest of the world. Biden will nominate longtime advisor Antony Blinken to be Secretary of State, lawyer Alejandro Mayorkas to be Homeland Security Secretary, and Linda Thomas-Greenfield to be Ambassador to the United Nations. Former Secretary of State John Kerry will be Biden's climate change envoy, and Avril Haines, a former deputy director at the CIA, will be nominated as Director of National Intelligence. The Biden transition team describes the group as experienced, crisis-tested leaders who are ready to hit the ground running on day one. Ben Thomas, Washington.
For more on the U.S. election and more information on Mr. Biden's picks to join his team, please go to voanews.com. From Washington, this is VOA News.